Hello everyone, this is the second episode of Topwookie, and we're your hosts Talia Saley
and Rose Kim.
And today's topic is Korean food, yay! So, we have a lot of things to share about Korean food because, well, we just love it, you know? Like, it's just amazing. So, let's start with Rose. You want to talk about some traditional Korean food that you love?
Yes, so obviously you could tell that both of us are very excited to talk about this topic because it's something that we love very much.
Yes, very much.
And one of my favorite traditional foods is sundubu jjigae. And what is that in English? It's soft tofu stew, I guess.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically like a classic Korean food that everybody eats when they're little, and all your grandmas know how to make it. And there's a lot of ingredients that goes into it, like pumpkin and onions and what else goes in there, Tal? Pumpkins, onions.
I don't know. I just know it's spicy. That's all I know. But it's very, very addictive, and you can like throw some rice in there and it's great.
Mm-hmm. Eat it with white rice and it's really, really good.
Yeah, any rice. But yeah, of course, I love I don't like when they put all the beans in the rice, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither. I feel like I hate it when they try to make the rice healthy. Like, it's fine. Just keep it.
Yeah, keep it plain and keep colorful. It simple.
Yeah.
And yeah, but funny thing, I don't know if you know, sundubu originated from L.A.,
Did it?
A t-shirt, yeah. No, I know this is a fact.
Well, I know there's a lot of, like, Korean sundubu places near my house where I live right now in Los Angeles County, so that could make a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it was, like, a Korean person who, like, you know, Korean-American, and I think it originated in L.A., and then it kind of moved to Korea. But as a journalist, I should probably fact-check this before I say anything, but I'm pretty confident that it is. But anyways, it was just, like, interesting, you know, because you're in that area, so.
Yeah, really like sundubu jjigae. Do you have, like, traditional, like, classic Korean food that you like?
I have too many, but I really like doenjang jjigae a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So doenjang jjigae is basically like a fermented bean paste soup. It sounds gross, but yeah. when you say it like that, but it's just like the old way they do it is they put it on a rope, like the paste, like, and they dry it in the sun, right? And it's like a big block, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that how they ferment or keep it flavorful? I honestly don't know. But then they make the paste out of that after they dry it out, and then, you know, they put it in the soup, and it's like a brownish orange color.
Mm-hmm.
And they put tofu in it and pumpkin and like potatoes, other vegetables in it. It's pretty flavorful, but it's very hard to explain. It's probably nothing you've tried before unless you've actually tried this soup.
It's really strong in flavor, for sure.
It's very addicting once you actually like it. So, you know, you could find these things at Korean barbecue places. It's always like a side soup that they give to you. Yeah, but I always just love doenjang jjigae. It's just, I don't know, something about it. It's just so good.
It's a comfort food, I think.
Yeah, I have a lot of comfort foods, so. Yeah. But yeah, doenjang jjigae is definitely one I always like to have beside, like, my, if I order any Korean barbecue, doenjang jjigae is, like, a must, so.
Mm-hmm. I think with that in mind, kimchi jjigae is also a big traditional Korean food, I think, that everybody has tried.
Yeah, kimchi jjigae is, like, doenjang jjigae. It sounds almost the same, but, you know, it's just kimchi instead of fermented soybean paste.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I was never really a big fan of it, to be honest. I love kimchi jjigae. I can still eat it if my mom makes it, but I would prefer like other soups over it. It might just be my opinion. Like, if there's a lot of tofu in it, then like I don't mind. But maybe it's just I don't really like boiled kimchi as much as fried kimchi, or just you know, out of the fridge kimchi.
Oh, I get what you mean.
That's just my opinion.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's like kind of soft. It tastes good. Mm-hmm. But I like when there's spam in it, in my kimchi jjigae. kind of like budae jjigae.
Oh, yeah, like budae. So essentially, jjigae means stew. So that's why it's always like kimchi jjigae, budae jjigae, doenjang jjigae. They're all stews, essentially, what we're talking about.
Yeah, and budae jjigae is, they served it a lot in the Korean military. You kind of just put a bunch of different stuff in it. It's just, it's like a lot of protein, right? So you put spam, they put tofu, like a bunch of stuff in it, and they put cheese, like, you know, noodles, like basically anything you can name, sausages, and it's just like this big giant like hot pot almost, right? That's how you describe it.
Yeah,
and you just put like a bunch of stuff, and yeah, it's like still lives up to today. Everybody loves budae jjigae. So yeah, spam is just, I know it can look disgusting, like never eat it raw, that's all I can say. You know, don't just slice spam out of the can and eat it. That's not what I'm encouraging. But, you know, fried spam. Spam, like, if it's cooked properly, it's great. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually a very interesting story to budae jjigae. So, essentially, back then, they didn't have a lot of food lying around. So, what they did was just incorporate a bunch of American-style processed food that they had on hand. So they put, like, spam and, like, beans or whatever they got. And it essentially just became kind of like a mixing pot stew. And, yeah, that's how it got its name. In the army, when they didn't have enough, they just kind of combined a bunch of things together and ended up tasting really, really good. And it's a Korean classic now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's even, like, buffet-type style. Budae jjigae, you can pick whatever you want and just, like, put it in a big, giant pot.
Yeah.
And just, like, eat it. Another thing we can talk about is traditional food in terms of like the specific day. So, you know, on New Year's, there's a specific food that we eat. On birthdays, there's a traditional food we eat. So, what we typically do on New Year's is we eat the soup called 떡국, means rice cake soup, basically. And I don't know, it's just rice cake and, white soup. I don't know what goes into it, but it's good. And, yeah, and that's what we typically eat.
So in Korean New Year, they don't call it Korean, it's like Lunar New Year, I believe.
That's true.
That's what
yeah.
they call it. In Korea, we kind of take it as every year you earn a new age, new year, I guess. That sounds really odd when you say it in English. But essentially for all Koreans, regardless of when your birthday is, on New Year's, you gain a year. So if you're 20, then on New Year's, you gain a year and you become 21, no matter when your birthday is. So taking with that in mind, every year they eat 떡국, and that's essentially signifying the fact that they gained a year. And it's supposed to be a sign of good luck and fortune and etc. And everybody gathers around and eat really, really delicious food.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't really know that you turned your age at New Year's in Korea. I always just like waited till my birthday and I'm like, okay, I'm set 13 now, I'm 14 now. Honestly, I didn't really learn that fact until recently, so I just kind of followed that. But so technically I'd be 20 in Korea right now.
Yeah, it's weird because we're a certain age
here.
Yeah. But like we're a different age in Korea. We're older, I think.
Yeah, because, I mean, I would be turning 19 this year, but if I'm turning 19, like, the year already passes 2021. So if I'm 19, technically, then I'd be 20 there because you're, you know, in Korea, when you're born, you're 1, you're not 0 years
yeah.
old. So I'm 2 years older in Korea, which is funny.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Another thing that we do eat is miyeokguk, which is seaweed soup, essentially. I think for my family, we used to eat it a lot on birthdays. Pregnant women eat it when they give birth. It's supposed to help, essentially, with their health and things like that. But yeah, it's a tradition to eat it on your birthday. I'm not exactly sure about the history behind it. It's just been something that my family has done. And I also know that other families have done that too. So, Talia, how about yours?
To be honest with you, I don't really eat miyeokguk on my birthday or 떡국 on New Year's. I eat it whenever.
Okay, yeah,
know.
That's true.
I eat it all the time, right? I don't really have a specific day. But in Korea, obviously, if I was... Actually, I don't even know. Like, we just ate cake. Even when I was in Korea, so... It's... A lot of families do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm aware of it, but I don't know if we did it in Korea when we were there. But anyways, still interesting fact, you know? Like, if you go to Korea, go try some out if it's your birthday or if it's New Year's.
Another topic that I do want to talk about is trendy Korean street food. And the reason behind this is because I love street food, like Korean street food. And tteokbokki happens to be a part of Korean street food, but lately something that's been trending is Korean corn dogs. I don't know about, I don't know if you know this, but they're absolutely delicious.
I do know this.
Yes.
I do know this because I've been in Korea just in general. You know, I think I tried it a couple years ago and when it started trending. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have a different corn dog. It's very different than American-style corn dogs where it's like, rough, like, dense batter. It's not, like, that gross stuff, you know, like, in the freezer. Like, ew, no. Like, throw that out.
Yeah.
Because we got a new alternative, and it's Korean corn dogs. And, you know, the batter, it's, like, donut batter, right? It's like, proper stuff. So it tastes like actual bread. It's not like you're biting into concrete.
Yeah.
And, So it actually tastes good. And the thing, Koreans really like cheese these days, so they put cheese in, like, everything. And they'll put cheese in, like, the corn dogs as well, so you have some part of sausage, some mozzarella cheese. And they're, like, a thing that they don't really do here with corn dogs is they don't put sugar on it.
Mm-hmm.
In Korea, they love putting sugar on everything. Like, they love dipping sugar and, like, potatoes in sugar. I don't know if you've done that before.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Mm-hmm, for sure. Or, like, tomatoes with sugar.
I've never done that, but it's probably good.
But
so,
yeah, we've had
yeah
that.
Koreans love sugar, so we just dip, like, stuff like that. Here, you typically just put salt or pepper, right?
So, huh? You different. Put salt and pepper on your corn dog? I put ketchup.
No, not the corn dog, not the corn dog. I mean, like, the potato and the tomato.
Okay.
Yeah. No, don't put... Yeah, I don't know about this. Yeah, no. Okay.
But, yeah, good so stuff, Korean corn dogs or Korean hot dogs are essentially the American-style hot dog, but, like, made 10 times better.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And it's actually filling, you know? You eat one and you're full.
Mm-hmm. When I used to think of corn dogs, I used to think of pogo. I don't know if you ever ate those as a kid before.
No, I did.
Yeah, but they're very, like, dry, brittle. Like, they just don't taste good after a while. And Korean corn dogs essentially just have a variety of flavors that you could choose from. That's just not hot dog in this, like, batter. You know, there's also, like, potato-covered, sweet potato-covered. There's different sauces that go with it. There's cheese inside. So it could be cheese and hot dog half and half. Just so much variety that it just tastes really good, you know?
It does, and it's not even greasy, you know? It's properly, you're not gonna get sick of it. After one, you're probably gonna want to eat another one. Corn dogs, like, that greasy stuff, like, not good for your stomach.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Another street food that I really like is hotdog. You know,
yes,
hotdog, right?
I love hotdog.
So hotdog is just kind of like a Korean pancake. Same, like, kind of batter. It's like a donut. I feel like they use hotdog batter for the corn dogs in Korea. Similar, anyways. So it's like the sticky batter. And they fill it with this type of, like, sugary nut mixture. Like, it has, like, different nuts in it, pine nuts, I'm not really sure. But it's really, really good. And recently, like, last summer, I tried one with cheese in it again. Anything cheese is good, right?
Yeah.
More cheese, it's even better. So it's, like, sweet, and it has, like, the cheese inside. It's, like, it honestly, Rose, like, everybody started eating it. Just eating my one hot dog. I was, like, sad, because I'm gonna finish the hot dog. But they keep stealing all my hot dogs. So, like... But anyways, it's, like, really, really good. So, yeah, you wanna take on that hotdog experience?
Hotdog experience? I remember as a kid, I used to go to those hotdog stands and buy them. They used to be, like, 50 cents when I was, like, 10 years old and I was still living in Korea. They're mm-hmm. really good. Like, especially when they're filled with brown sugar. It's so sweet, so savory. And it's, like, it's an experience because as a kid, like, if it's cold outside and it's winter, they usually have them selling in those, like, stands. And then they put it in, like, cups. They give you napkins, and you just hold on to them, and your hands are really, really warm. And then you get to eat it and it tastes like 10 times better just because it's so warm.
Yeah, it's great. Another thing that reminds me of is bungeoppang in the winter.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Bungeoppang is, it's like a fish-shaped and has batter, and, like made of batter. And they stuff it with red bean paste. And it's sweet, of course. And then either that or they put custard cream in it. And for me, I wasn't like a big fan of red beans, so I always chose the custard one. And whenever I went to extracurricular, after school I came back home, I would, you know, get it on the street because it was everywhere. And I don't know, it's just so good. Even now, like when I go to Korean markets or something, they always have like a bungeoppang fish thing stand there inside, right? At least in H Mart, which is another Korean marketplace. And yeah, it's just like, man, it like never fails me. It's always so good.
Bungeoppang is really good. I think it's like a childhood favorite for all of us who grew up in Korea. So speaking about this, Tali and I did want to give recommendations to our favorite Korean restaurants and just to give you guys the inside scoop on where to go.
Okay, let me start with the first one then. Okay, so the first one I recommend is Myeongdong Kalguksu. I think it's also known as... at least the one I go to, Shabu Shabu and something. Like, if you search it up, like, it's not known as Myeongdong Kalguksu. It's known as Shabu Shabu and Noodles. So, yeah, that's just what I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna spell it out. I'm gonna let you guys try to think about how to spell this thing. But, no, it's really good. They just sell really, really good quality dumplings. Like, it's actually, like, a huge size is, like, one of them, you know. It's like king size. They also sell noodle bowls, dokguk. They sell the dokguk I was talking about. It's really good there. Dokguk, right, yeah. Or mandukguk or something. Mandukguk is, they just add dumplings to it, basically. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the kimchi there is amazing. Like, if you go to Korean noodle places, they're typically, like, always really, really good. The kalguksu places, like, they always have, like, really good kimchis. So I definitely recommend it. Super good.
Yes. And for me, one of the things that I will suggest is, just because I'm such a cheapskate and I really like saving money on certain things, go to like H Mart or Galleria in whatever locations that's closest to you and go to their food court, because you would think that food court food tastes disgusting just because of what we're so used to in like malls and stuff, but it's not. Korean grocery store food courts, they have food courts, by the way. Grocery stores have the food courts. They're amazing. It tastes so good and you get like essentially restaurant quality food at a cheaper price most of the time. Also, the ladies there are really nice.
yeah, they love you. Every time you come, like, oh my god, Talia, you know, like, I haven't seen you in, like, 3 months. No, I'm lying. That's not how they talk. But, yeah, they have a BBQ there, which is a Korean fried chicken. I'm honestly just gonna say, like, the soy sauce garlic chicken. So good. Mm-hmm. So good. I had like a giant box. Like, I can't finish. This is like, probably you need 3 people to finish this box. I finished it in 2 days because it was just my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, like, it's unhealthy, but go get it, you know? It's amazing. Like, you never get sick of the chicken. It's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely recommend it. H Mart anywhere. I mean, the place I usually go to is on Yonge Street, I think. I don't know. But somewhere Yonge Street. Yeah, that's where I go to, and they have really good chicken, so go check it out, you know?
I feel like we're, like, just ads for these.
Yeah, honestly, we're just ads, but...
Yeah, I hope we're allowed to do this, but I'm sure it's fine.
No, it's fine. We're just recommending good local places. We gotta support our small businesses.
They're right, not small COVID, businesses.
You know? Okay, not H Mart.
Big corporations.
But, like, they're not, well, it depends. Like, they're probably having a harder time now, you know? Like, actually, I don't know, man. Anyways, we gotta support our local Korean businesses,
that,
okay?
That is
like,
true.
No matter what. No matter how small or big, they all mean so much to us at the bottom of our hearts. Give them love.
Yes.
Okay, guys, go to this place called Hanok, okay? It's so good. It's like, it just has a lot of standard Korean comfort food that you guys would really, really like. Yeah. That's H-A-N-H-O-K. Okay? Go there. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Do you just put the, next the address in our podcast?
Maybe. Okay. Next part. Next one. Joseon-ok. Okay. Joseon-ok. Okay, I'm going to separate the syllables for you. Joseon-ok. Okay, that's how you spell it, or that's how you say it. They sell, it's a little expensive, at least that's what Rose said.
It is, so, it's a little, you know, expensive, yeah.
Special occasions, a date night, go to Joseon-ok, okay? Provide special meals for your significant other. You know, you could get, like, any, like, all the kind of meals, like the jjigae, the soups, the rice, you know what I'm saying, the noodles. Like, you can get the cold noodles, the hot noodles, the mild noodles. You can get all types of noodles. So, go to Joseon-ok. Okay, now we also got Seoul Cafe Toronto, whatever that is. Rose, want to explain? Okay.
Yeah, so Seoul Cafe Toronto was essentially a store located, I think, Yonge Street, but I'm not entirely sure. Essentially, what they sell is Korean-style desserts. So, they sell, like, Korean-style toasts with, like, ice cream and all these kind of drizzles and stuff. They also sell bingsu, which is ice-shaped dessert, I believe. I don't know how to describe bingsu. It's essentially, like, you get a block of milk, and then you just kind of shave it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you put, like, chocolate or strawberry or whatever, like, sweet drizzles and, like, toppings that you want to put. They also have, like, mm-hmm. just regular, like, water. Just block of ice, and then you shave it. There's two different kinds.
I don't know
kinds.
About water.
Yeah, well, it's ice.
Really?
I prefer the milk version where you shave the milk, block of milk. Some stores, they also just shave, like, a block of ice. Like a snow cone, essentially.
Nah, ice is nasty. Ice is not good quality. Like, that stuff doesn't shave nice, you know? Not nice,
yeah, like,
waves.
I like the milk
shaving. No, the milk is definitely better. Like, it's way better.
But they're really good. Check them out.
Yeah, no, Korean bingsu is, like, I think there's another one called Cups. It's near Yonge Street area. They also sell bingsus, and they also sell a lot of teas and drinks. Like, it's a nice cafe kind of shop, and, yeah, it's really nice there. So I definitely recommend you guys check it out. There's so many places we can recommend right now. If you really like Chinese-style food, Korean food, there's one called Malnijangseong, and that's going to be impossible to spell out for you guys. So, you know, it's just a place you can find a lot of these places, and they sell those black bean paste noodles. I don't know if you know about them. Spicy noodles. It's honestly hard to describe, but, and it might look weird at first. It's like you get this black brown bowl of noodles. It doesn't look that appetizing, but I promise you, I promised at least 60% of you will like it. So go check it out.
Yes, so in English, they're called the Great Wall, and it's located in Thornhill.
Yes, that too. I agree. Okay, so go check it out in Thornhill.
And if you ever doubt that you might not like certain Korean foods, we have some experiences to share with you guys. So both of our boyfriends are not Korean, and they're not used to eating Korean food, especially Talia's boyfriend because he's Russian, and our cuisine is obviously very different. But do you want to elaborate on that, Tal?
Sure, of course. So yes, he is in fact a Russian man. So, so basically, he's tried quite a bit of different Korean food. The first thing I think he's tried was actually I don't remember, but he tried kimchi before. He loves kimchi. I promised you, like, a lot of you guys will like kimchi if you're good with spicy food. You like veggies, like, there's, you know, you're gonna like kimchi. But I've also taken him to Hanok, which is one of the places I recommended to you guys, and he really likes this dish called seolleongtang, which is like a beef bone soup, right, Rose? And you just boil it. You have some noodles in it. You have some beef at the top. And typically what you would do is you put the rice inside and mix it up and eat it with the side dishes. And I taught him how to put this, you know, pick, like, the kimchi and put it on your spoon with the soup and the rice together, right? And he really, really likes it. So, you know, and also other dishes, let's think. He also tried the miyokuga I was talking about, which is the seaweed soup that you eat on your birthday. And unfortunately, he didn't really like it that much. But I will say seaweed is a very weird texture. It's not like the typical dry seaweed snack you'd eat at school or anything. It's a little bit different texture. And the soup flavor can be different. Like, maybe it's just that I don't notice how it tastes because I eat it all the time. But to him, it tasted, like, very fishy. I guess it's just the seaweed that, like, has that kind of flavor that comes off of it that I don't really personally notice. But he didn't enjoy that one as much, which is unfortunate because I love it. But it's okay. There's so many other things that he's tried, honestly. There isn't too much, but, like, I can't keep going on, you know. We're on a time limit right now, and there's just so much stuff to talk about with food, you know? There's just too much. We can't fit it all in this one podcast. Like, we should honestly have a part two, but, you know, I don't know. I just want to say that, you know, a lot of different people try Korean food, and they really, really enjoy it, and my boyfriend tried it too, and he enjoyed a lot of the dishes. There's going to be some they don't like. But, you know, we always encourage you guys to try new things, even if you don't like it, because at least you've tried it and you know now what foods you like and you don't like. So,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's everything for today, guys. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of us talking about Korean food and how much we love it. It was hard to fit everything in today's episode. Maybe we'll have a second part. But anyways, thank you guys for listening and have a good day. Bye.
Bye, everybody.